Peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Carbon Culture Radio. It's me. And tonight, I want to hold up the mirror to the conscious community. Because the conscious community ain't been right. And I've been just sitting back chilling, just watching everybody. And just watching some things unfold. And I think we just need to talk about that. So before I get into that, how everybody doing? How everybody been? I know it's been a while, but I promise you I'm going to be back and I'm going to stay back. Even if I just drop short 5-minute little shows, I'm going to do that. I have to come in and check in with you guys and just, you know, give you a word because things is getting out of control and we have to start holding each other accountable for our actions. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I don't know if you're listening on Apple, Google Play, from Facebook, or whatever, but I thank you for just hanging with me. So let's get into this thing. So as most of you guys know, if you are, if you have, like, some of my mutual friends, or if you have any quote-unquote conscious friends or spiritual friends, awakened friends, woke friends, whatever, then you have seen this character, I will call him, that is infesting our community. And he's been around for a couple of years. And he's promoting some toxic ideologies and behavior amongst our people. And, you know, I was just hoping at first that he was going to go away, that people was going to see him for who and what he is. And, you know, that they were just going to, you know, write him off. But for some reason, somehow, he is still just moving forward, pushing forward. Like, he is still have a buzz, a following. You know, he's still getting a lot of attention. So with that, me seeing that, me understanding what's happening, lets me know that it's time for us to speak up. And a couple of sisters that I know specifically on Facebook have been speaking up and against this dude. I shared a petition on my page. But I don't want to put too much focus on him because he's just the segue into what I'm talking about with the black community, with the conscious, black conscious, woke community, all these spiritualists and all that, you know. Now, I know y'all remember, I don't know if it was a year or two ago, a brother by the name of Dr. Umar, you know, had some very controversial ideologies that he stood on, principles that he stood on. And, I mean, they only controversial because they go against the stigmas of society today. They, everybody is doing a lot of feel-good things. So when he spoke, he was speaking against these feel-good things that people are doing. And he was saying, holding up a mirror pretty much and saying, you know, let's be accountable for ourselves and our children, our men and our women. Let's be accountable for our actions. And most of you guys know who Dr. Umar is. If you don't know, go look him up, you know. But anyways, the reason why I'm talking about the other dude and then Dr. Umar is because I remember specifically people dragging Dr. Umar. People talking about how toxic he was to black people, which in all honesty, he was not toxic. He really spoke of the protocol. The things that he was saying was actually in alignment with the protocols of the elders, of the ancestors, in order for us to break the cycle that we in now. in order for us to elevate to a higher level. Now, a lot of people don't like him because, like I said, he speak against their lifestyles. And so he was somebody that they felt like they needed to get rid of. But then you have this other person who is, and you know, I don't really care who anybody sleeps with. Any grown adult, consenting adult, grown mature adult who has their right mind to say, yes, I want to sleep with this person. Yeah, no, I don't want to sleep with this person. Like, I don't have any issues, problems. That ain't none of my business with two consenting, right-minded people do. Now, when it comes to children, I definitely gonna put my insert my 10 cents, 2 cents, dollar and 50 cents, whatever I feel like I need to insert, I'm gonna put it in there. Because that morally, to me, is wrong. A child, I have children. And any person who have children understand that a child cannot consciously make a decision. They can barely figure out what they want to wear, what they want to watch on TV, what they want to eat. they can't make decisions about that type of thing. So when people are advertising certain lifestyles and certain behaviors to children, I do have a problem with that. So that's my issue with the other guy. Not Dr. Umar, but that's my issue with the other guy. Now, if you live a certain lifestyle by free will, then what anything somebody say shouldn't bother you. You should be comfortable in what you're doing. Because you are a grown person living your best life, and regardless of what somebody is speaking to in order to heal their people, you should not feel threatened or uncomfortable by that. Now, if what you're doing is something that was forced on you or not of your own choice, then I can understand why it makes you uncomfortable. But still, in that same breath, it goes to prove that what Dr. Umar was saying when it comes to certain lifestyles is correct. Now, like I said before, I'm not here to argue about that type of thing because, like, I don't care what two grown people do in the room. I don't care. But when it comes to children, I do. And that other guy, he definitely preys on children. He preys on emotionally vulnerable women. Emotionally vulnerable women. He preys on our women and our children. And for some reason, that the men who are around him is very weak, and they worship him as well. And the things that he's teaching and that he's having them teach is very toxic. And we need to really get rid of him. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Black people, conscious people, woke people, went out their way to go and tell the dominant society, the system of white supremacy, about Dr. Umar, and to discredit him, and to bring him down. But, and I get it, you know, the money, the school, whatever. And me personally, I think that he did have good intentions. I do think that he had the intentions on building that school. The thing that got him in trouble is that, the thing that not only got him in trouble, but what hindered him from being able to build the school that he wanted to build, was that he told everybody what he wanted to do before he did it. And because they control everything, and he didn't go about things in a proper fashion on filing paperwork and doing this and doing that, because he is a self-proclaimed Pan-Africanism or Pan-African that, you know, it was just certain things standing in his way. So I don't want to get all into that. But you got to understand that he stood in his own way. Him showing his hand, telling his left hand what his right hand was going to do. Him exposing all the cards before the game was over. So he shouldn't have done that. And he had hopes of continuing to do it. And that's why he held on to the money. And so many people still had hopes on him following through on that. But the thing of it is, most of the people who reported him wasn't even people who donated. Most of the people who ran his name through the mud wasn't even people who donated. These people, like, this is what I'm talking about with conscious black people. You will have somebody with good intentions. Might not be moving as fast as you want them to be moving. Might not be seeing the productivity of what of the fruition of their words, better, which is a better example, but as fast as you want, but you'll have somebody who's causing harm, physical harm, mental harm, emotional harm, and physical harm to tons of people, and you will let this poison, this disease infect, just spread. It's like a virus. It's a computer virus. He a computer virus. Just spread all over the internet into your children's mind, into your young daughter's mind, and into your son's mind, because he got a lot of these men minds. And y'all sitting back and y'all not saying nothing. Y'all not reporting him. He admitted to pedophilia. I don't care what you say. I don't want to hear no justifications. He admitted to pedophilia. He said a lot of things. A woman died in his care. A woman died in his care. Y'all complaining about Omar taking some money, donations that he never even spent. It was just sending in an account, but because it wasn't moving along fast enough for y'all wouldn't told y'all the little white daddy on him. Why ain't telling white daddy on this nigga? I just need to know. I feel like conscious people are worse than religious people. They want to talk about protecting your children versus protecting your boyfriend, but y'all letting this virus, this computer virus, infect your children's mind through a computer screen with his videos. Then they out here spreading that stuff to their friends. He's a silent poison, a silent assassin. Because when they go to the internet and they pick up those ideologies, then they go and they go amongst their friends out in real time and they're talking about the things that they heard in this fool's video. And now they have infected another child's mind or another person's mind with that same sick ideology. And you're not going to realize it until it's too late. And you have a bunch of children who grow up to be men and women who think like this computer virus. That's what I'm going to call him. He's a computer virus. We have to do better as parents. We have to do better as a people. We have to do better as a nation. I love black people, but I have a divine love for black people. And a divine love is where you love the God
That's in black people. That's the energy. That's the energy that never dies. It just recycles. But your personality is the person that you are, which is two separate things. Your personality is separate from the energy. Your personality is separate from that godness. So, if you are a good person, then I can love that personality. But if you are a toxic, negative person, then I don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Black, white, orange, yellow, pink, green, whatever. I don't care. I don't care. Because I'm all about energy. And I'm all about what you're doing. If you're a bad person, wahoo, I'm not supporting that. We're trying to heal. We're trying to elevate. We're trying to fix what's broken. Why would I overlook your toxic behavior just because you're black? Just because you're the same hue as me? Just because you're a brown original being? Why would I overlook that? That don't make no sense. Sometimes it's our people who do the most damage. We have to stop being in love with the ideal of being united and actually unite. We have to sift, you know, when you sift flour when you're making a cake, the good from the bad, the wheat from the grain. You feel me? Everybody ain't gonna make it. They're gonna have to come back vibrating and elevating a little bit higher. So, yeah, it's been nice. I hope you guys, if you're friends with me on Facebook, go to Akasha Chava on Facebook. Follow me. Go on there. Look for that petition that I shared on my page. You will find it. And let's get this toxic energy out. Let's get this virus. Let's clean this virus off the internet. He's a computer virus, and we need to cleanse. So, thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be back probably in a day or two. So, let me know what you think. If you have something to add, please leave me a voice message, and I will listen, and I will get back to you. Thank you.